Play Radio from William Hill. We've got it covered.
Welcome to the William Hill Snooker Podcast. Alex Dunn again joined by Ian McCulloch, as was the case yesterday too. Look ahead to the semi-finals. Some good quarter-final action yesterday. Obviously the main talking point being that Ronnie O'Sullivan is now out. Came a cropper to Stuart Bingham. 6-4 the final score, and a bit of a shock really, isn't it? Sorry. How are you, Ian?
We'll start with that, shall we?
Where are my manners? I just want to get straight into the action.
I'm very well, and let's hope we can have a good day's punting as what we did yesterday. We did three out of the four winners yesterday. Tipped up Ricky Walden at 14-1 to win it. Obviously, he's not going to be that price now. I did say at the start, I always think Ronnie's a little bit too short a price to back at any stage of the tournament. I did say yesterday that I think Ronnie's always a little bit too short at any stage of the tournament because he's feared, isn't he? So he's always going to be a slightly shorter price. And for me, he's never really a great backable price for a tournament. You know, obviously he wins tournaments, but he's 39-year-old now. He's not going to keep winning regardless of how fit he is. He's just an age thing. You know, time waits for no man, does it? It's going to catch up with him sooner or later. We've got two good semi-finals today. You know, maybe not... You know, we've got Robertson and Selby. They're the world number one and world number two, but we've also got Ricky Walden and Stuart Bingham, and probably two faces and two names that... We weren't expected to be there.
No. But I mean, the prices for the two games. I mean, we've got Robertson 4-11, Bingham 9-4, and Selby 4-9, Walden 7-4. They're not hugely overwhelming favourites, if you like, given their sort of status. The fact that both Bingham and Walden are playing so well at the minute is, you know, it's a credit to them, and it's reflecting their price.
I mean, absolutely. I mean, you know, Stuart and Ricky. You know, you know, if you wanted to be really harsh, you could. They're obviously the two outsiders because they're playing the world number one and world number two. But Stuart Bingham has won the Australian Open. You know, he's won the Premier League. He's the reigning Premier League champion. Of course, there's no Premier League anymore. He's always going to be the reigning Premier League champion. Ricky Walden's won, umpteen tournaments. He's won the Wuxi. He won two major ranking events, the Wuxi Classic and the Shanghai Masters. A few years ago, best potter I've ever seen of a ball, by the way, Ricky Walden. I used to practice a lot with Ricky, and that includes O'Sullivan, Mark Lewis. Ricky Walden is the best potter of a ball I've ever seen. He's a great player, and he's a great lad as well. But, you know, they're hardly outsiders when they're ranking tournament winners. You know, these guys are more than capable of winning today.
Okay, then. We'll kick things off with the Robertson-Bingham game. As I said, 4-11 for Robertson, 9-4 Bingham. Which way do you see it going?
Real funny one, this. If you go on... You know, there's all sorts of stats to games, and if you look at this, there's only Robertson who has made a century break in every round. You know, okay. Robertson has made five century breaks. Combined between the rest of the lads, they've only had six combined between the other three players. He's dropped less frames than anybody else. He's only dropped seven frames. Bingham's dropped nine. Selby's dropped 14. Walden's dropped 13. So, you know, he is the man in form. But Stuart Bingham's the sort of player, I think now he's beaten Ronnie... He could quite easily kick on today. He's 7-3 down to Robertson in the head-to-head. Taking O'Sullivan out of the equation yesterday, he's had a reasonably... He'll have been happy where the draw's panned out for him, to be fair. I don't think Robertson will get it all his own way. You know, 4-11 is a little bit short. The money pinchers might be trying to get on that 4-11, but it's a best-of-17 match. It's the first time they've ever played over this sort of duration as well. But Bingham beat him 6-0 in a Premier League match a couple of years ago and made three centuries on the night. And Robertson won 7-4 in the semi-finals of the Six Red. They've never really played over this duration before. Even though Robertson's, with the stats, looks like he's playing better. Yesterday against Stephen Maguire, he wasn't overly impressive. And the day before against Joe Perry, when he won 6-1, he wasn't overly impressive. I can actually see this. You know, if you want to try and steal money and back that 4-11, good luck to you. I'd rather be involved on a frame score price where you're going to get odds against, get a couple of frame score prices and match them up.
Okay, and what would those be?
I think I'm going to go 9-6 and 9-7 Robertson, which is 11-2 and 6-1. You know, you pair them up, you're getting around a 5-2 shot, a 9-4 shot, something like that.
Okay, and at the same time, you could back Stuart Bingham on a handicap. Probably talking maybe plus 2.5, 4-5.
2.5, so you've got 9-6, you know. 9-6 or less for Robertson.
Yeah. I mean, it's not bad. It's decent enough value if you're thinking of backing Bingham, then it gives you
it's by no means big stakes betting. This is a tough match. You know, Neil Robertson's 4-11 because he's world number one. He's not 4-11 because he's playing a donkey, because Stuart Bingham is by no means a donkey. He's a great, great player.
Okay, then. The second semi-final is Mark Selby against Ricky Walden. 4-9 for Selby and 7-4 for Walden.
Again, you know, Mark's... it's priced right, but again, it's priced that way because Mark's world number two. You know, if you look at his draw through the tournament, Selby hasn't been overly impressive. He was 3-1 down to young Shane Castle in the first round, 1-6-4. 3-1 down to Tian Penfei in the second round, 1-6-3. Breeze past Stuart Carrington, breeze past Stuart Dot, and last night... I mean, it was pushing midnight when they finished last night, the boys. And I don't know, you know, if the listeners saw it, but it was a great deciding frame between Selby and Hawkins. I know it's great to watch century breaks, but it was a great tactical decider. And Selby's got his grinding head on. That's what he's got. And he's hard as nails when he's not scoring. He realises he's not scoring. He's only made two centuries in the event so far. So Selby's thinking, well, if I'm not scoring, I'll batten down the hatches and I'll just graft and graft and graft to win, which is the best player in the world at that at the moment. You know, he's taken over John Higgins' mantle. Ricky Walden, you know, again, he's had a couple of good wins. He beat Mark Williams 6-5, Ding Junhui and Mark Allen. So he's actually, you know, he's had the harder draw of the two, but Ricky's the sort of player, the further you get down the line, the better he becomes. And if I was going to get involved on anything this, I think I'd rather go on like a total frames market or something like that, rather than getting involved on Selby to win, you know, 9-7 or 9-6 or something like that. I think I'd rather be, I could see this match going close, and I'm not really prepared to stick my neck out.
Okay.
And pick a winner, to be honest, because I think it's tough. You know, I think I'd rather go something like over, what we've got a market over 16.5 frames, which is 9-7 either way. Mm. So it's 9-8, isn't it, either way. We've got over 15.5 frames at 6-4, which is 9. That's 9. Let me do my math. So yeah, that's 9-7, isn't it?
Yes,
or
it
you've
is,
got 8-11 at over 9-6. I can see this being quite close. They've played 12 times before. 8-4 to Selby. The one thing going against Ricky for a win is the three times that they have played over longer duration matches like this. It's a best of 17 today. It's back to the old UK format. He's lost 10-6 to him a couple of times in the World Championships as Ricky, and he lost a 9-6 in the last 32 of this a couple of years ago in the UK Championships. But Ricky's the sort of player, as I said earlier, when he gets to that back end of a tournament, Ricky doesn't think, oh, I'm in the semi-finals. Ricky thinks, I can win this. Mm. He's that sort of player. And I don't think Selby will win comfy today. I think if Selby wins, he gets it. You know, he's going to have to fight for it. And I think if Ricky wins, I think he's going to have to fight for it. So I think that over 15.5 frames at 6-4 offers a little bit of value.
Okay, a bit of value there in the second semi-final. I will just run through the outright prices again. Neil Robertson 6-5, Mark Selby 9-4, and Walden and Bingham both 5-1. Of course, Walden was 14s yesterday, I believe, touched 16s.
Wow.
If the
listeners got on that 16s yesterday, they don't need to be on again at 5-1 because they've got a 16-1 shot running from in the semi-finals. Looking at that, you know, Robertson's 6-5. Obviously, there's not. I actually think this. I'm contradicting myself a little bit here because he's playing Ricky Walden, but I actually think Selby's quite a big price there at 9-4.
Well, you've got to think that if Selby, let's say if you backed Walden yesterday,
yeah.
You could back Selby today. You're going to have a runner in the final.
Absolutely.
If Selby is taking on Bingham in the final, it'll be very much odds on.
Yeah.
And if he's playing Robertson, he certainly won't be as big as 9-4.
I would imagine that the final...
6-4 sort of price.
Yeah, it might be 4-5, 11-10 or something. Yeah. They'll not be, it could even be a pick-up. They'll be precious. Okay. I think them matches will be priced up. The final will be priced up with Selby and Robertson on today's performances.
Mm.
And if Robertson treats us to a ton fest, like he has been doing all season, just going 100-100-100, and Selby grinds it out for a 9-8, they might go a little bit shorter on Neil. They might go 4-7. But tomorrow, Sunday's another day. It's a final, you know, and Selby's got a better record against Robertson. So, you know, there could be a bit of value there to be had.
Okay, then. One bet that I'll just throw at you just before we leave. As you mentioned, Neil Robertson has been scoring very highly. And for Robertson to have the highest match break against Bingham, 8-15, not sensational value, but
well,
I think it'll land.
Believe it or not, I'd go the other way.
No.
Believe it or not, I would go the other way. Stuart Bingham is a relentlessly heavy scorer, Stuart Bingham. And once he gets his queuing arm free and he doesn't feel like he's under pressure, he scores centuries for fun.
Mm.
If you look at this tournament alone, he's only had 3 centuries, but 2 of them have been 131. And that tells you he's clearing the table from the off from 15 reds. He's not dishing up from 10 or 11 reds out. You know, Stuart Bingham is a notoriously big ton maker, and I would rather be on Stuart Bingham for the highest match break, I think, to be honest, at 11-8.
Okay, 11-8 Bingham, 8-15 Robertson. Either way, both games should be very interesting. Thank you very much, Ian. We'll catch up with you again on Sunday, and you'll be on In Play in just a few hours, actually.
I will, yeah.
On Friday, and yeah, we'll catch up soon.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.